shall be a day known only to Adonai, neither day nor night. Even in the evening time there will be light. Moreover, in that day living waters will flow from Jerusalem, half down the eastern sea and half towards the western sea, both in the summer and the winter. Adonai will then be king over all the earth. In that day, Adonai will be Echad, and his name will be Echad. In that day, Adonai will be one, and his name one. Zechariah says that the world will be different in ways that we've never seen before. Even the day and night will be different. The source of the water will even be different. The water will be living waters that will flow from Jerusalem. Or in other words, the Ruach from Adonai, the Spirit from Adonai, will flow to all peoples. There's always really only been two peoples. There are the Jewish people who come from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there's the Gentiles. That's everyone else. So there really has only been two peoples, lots of families, lots of tribes, but really only two people in the world. And that doesn't mean that we should be, you know, pitting them against each other. That was never God's intention of pitting them against each other. In fact, the whole idea was that there'd be a synergy between them, a co-working between them. The prophet speaking of an end times that is further revealed within the book of Revelation. And going down a little further in Zechariah, we see that Adonai, what Adonai will do in that end time, how Sukkot fits into the plan of Adonai. So Zechariah 14:16, starting there. Then all the survivors who from all the nations that attacked Jerusalem will go up from year to year to worship the king, Adonai Tzitzvaot, and to celebrate Sukkot. Furthermore, if any of the nations on earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the king, Adonai Tzitzvaot, they will have no rain. If the Egyptians do not go up to celebrate, they will have no rain. Instead, there will be a plague that Adonai will inflict on the nations that do not go up to celebrate Sukkot. This will be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not go up to celebrate Sukkot. In that day, holy to Adonai will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, and the pots in the house of Adonai will be like the sacred bowls in front of the altar. In fact, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to Adonai Tzitzvaot, so that everyone who comes to sacrifice will take them and cook in them. In that day, there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of Adonai Tzitzvaot. If you remember, during Rosh Hashanah, I gave up the prophetic meanings to each of the feasts of Adonai, and Sukkot was the prophetic time that will all dwell with Adonai forever. It's a remembrance of when people dwelled in booths as they departed Egypt and wandered around the desert. It's also that prophetic telling that in eternity, we will dwell with him at his throne. Everyone will go up to Jerusalem and will celebrate Sukkot in the presence of Adonai. In fact, at the end it says that every pot in Jerusalem will be holy, and yet all will cook in them. And to bring the point home, it says that there will not be a Canaanite left in the house of Adonai. It doesn't just mean that the Canaanites will be gone. What it truly is saying that everyone will follow Adonai at that point. At that time, everyone will know Adonai. Everyone will be holy to him. This is the time that we're looking forward to. And this is the time when we see the one new man. Now, a lot of people want to say the one new man is for now, but the one new man is really for when Sukkot is fulfilled, because at that point we'll be one in Adonai. There'll no longer be the need for a Jew and a Gentile to be different and have different jobs to do as they do now, right? The Jew's job is to be a light to the nations. The Gentile's job was to bring the Jewish people back through jealousy. All will be before Adonai, and all will celebrate and live out Sukkot by being in his presence forever. It will not matter where they started from. They will end up before him if they accept him and his plan for atonement by the blood of Messiah. Zechariah and the other prophets of the Torah tell of what it will look like, what to look for, and briefly tell what it will look like. But the book of Revelation is a telling, albeit sometimes puzzling, telling of what it will look like as it happens. We see what Sukkot will be in Revelation 21. Starting at the beginning of 21, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I also heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling of God is among men, and he shall tabernacle among them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them and be their God. The promise of Sukkot is that Adonai will be with us. Not just as a Ruach, as he is now, and that's pretty good. I mean, having him as the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, is pretty good right now. But it's going to be an even greater measure then. In the physical, if you can imagine Adonai in a physical form, that's what we're going to see. We'll see him face to face. And it goes on to tell us more about what it'll be like when we get there. Revelation 22:5. Night shall be no more, and people will have no need for lamplight or sunlight, for Adonai Elohim will shine on them, and they shall reign forever and ever. Remember in Zechariah when it said it would be like a day you do not know, with no day and no night? This is what's being described in Revelation. And it says that they will reign forever. Well, who is the day that's going to reign forever? It's those that run the race to the completion. What does it mean that they're going to reign? If we're servants of Adonai, then how can a servant reign? We will not be servants, but we will be servant kings of Adonai. He will remove all things from the one who has power and dominion of the world, or from Satan, and each person will have some dominion that they'll be over. Now, I can't say exactly what that's going to be like. I mean, I can barely even imagine it. But this part of Revelation resembles a bit what Daniel says in chapter 7. It speaks of the final days when the fourth beast will be the fourth kingdom on earth that will devour the earth. And another will rise, it says. It says that that will be different, that one that rises up will be different, and it'll subdue the other kings of the earth. Then it says this is going to happen, Daniel 7:26. But the court will sit, and he will be stripped of his power to be destroyed and abolished for all time. Then the kingdom power and greatness of the kingdoms under all heaven will be given to the people of the Keshurim of the Most High. Their kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion will serve and obey him. So the power will be given over to the saints most high. And at the same time, we're told that he will be the light of the world. This is the echo and realization of Isaiah 60, verse 19, which reads almost word for word. Isaiah 60, 19 says, "No more will the sun be your light by day, nor the glow of the moon be your light, but Adonai will be your everlasting light and your God for your glory." This is the fulfillment of Sukkot, the time that will be with Adonai forever. Now, we're here right now with him through the Ruach. And then, like I said, that's great. But then we'll be in the presence of the Father and the Son and the Ruach forever. And we'll see and we'll know him and we'll understand the triune nature of Adonai like never before. You think you understand it now? Boy, you're going to understand it then. It's going to knock your socks off. That's the accumulation of what we strive for now. That's what we're working towards. That's why we run the race. That's why we stay the course. That's the fulfillment of Sukkot. Tomorrow I'll continue to speak about Sukkot during my message in reading the scriptures out of Leviticus in regards to Sukkot. So look forward to that. Amen. Father, we thank you that you are going to show us something even greater, even as you show us now your greatness. We just praise you and thank you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. So, Sukkot is a time.